Czech President Václav Klaus this week vetoed a bill which would enhance state support for Czech filmmakers and increase tax incentives for foreign film productions. But the president argued there was no reason why the film industry, a business like any other, should receive public funding. The bill may yet come into force if the veto is overturned by MPs. For now, however, the industry cannot expect any public support in the future. Jan Richter spoke to Matthew Stillman, who's the head of Still King Films, the country's largest production company for foreign movies. And he says the uncertainty has already hit the industry.
Practically speaking, we had a film with George Clooney. George Clooney wanted to come and shoot in the Czech Republic for a film that starts in January. He's directing it, starring him, Daniel Craig. It's another one that would bring a lot of attention. His first choice was to do it in the Czech Republic. Because the subsidy, the situation is not clear and won't be clear, isn't clear when they have to make their decision, they're now going to Germany. Germany made them feel welcome, provided incentives on a timely basis, and so it's all being done there. There's an economic impact for that in the country, and there's an opportunity cost for that that's missed. There's all sorts of secondary things for that.
Even if the veto gets overridden by MPs, the state fund for the support of cinema will next year only have a budget of some $15 million. Do you think this could help bring more international productions to the country? Because, you know, the money is, of course, limited.
Well, this bill actually provides for a film fund that breaks down into two roles. So part of the role is to support Czech films, and part of it is to provide incentives for foreign films. So the amount that would be allocated between the two, I don't think has been fixed in any case yet. That has to be done by the film fund director when he's appointed, if the law is passed. As you say, if the law is passed by the deputies, then there may also be a chance through budget committee and other processes to increase the amount of money that's available for foreign film incentives. You know, unfortunately, this issue comes on in the week where Germany have increased their subsidies for foreign films, their incentives for foreign films, by 10 million euros. So next year they'll be providing 70 million euros. It comes at the same time as the British government announced a 15% increase in the amount of money they're spending on foreign film incentives to bring the productions in. They now spend about £125 million or €150 million attracting foreign films to the UK. So all the other competitive countries, who generally are run by right-wing governments, it has to be said, have introduced and increased the subsidies that are used to attract foreign films. The Czech Republic hasn't, and the Czech Republic is suffering because of that. And it seems counter-economic to me, and I'm just not sure whether the homework's been done by everybody in order to understand the economic benefit that comes from the foreign films.
Well, you mentioned the effect it will also have on Czech filmmakers who probably will be not able to rely on state support. But you work with film productions in the United States where public support doesn't really exist for local filmmakers. Why do you think it should exist here, or do you think it should?
That's a cultural question for each country to look at, and you have to consider the history of it, the tradition in the Czech Republic, the fact that the Czech Republic has an amazing tradition of people, of studios, of infrastructure, of product, and the impact that has not just on the country internally, but also in abroad and internationally. You know, when Czech Republic is profiled for its film industry, whether it's for foreign films shooting in the Czech Republic or whether it's for Czech films working abroad, it's a huge amount of free publicity for the country. When Tom Cruise was in Prague, every single day there's newspapers around the world talking about Prague and Tom Cruise. When Jan Svirek makes a film that is nominated for an Oscar, Czech film, everybody's talking about that for a month. So, you know, on a cultural basis and on an economic basis, there's clearly compelling reasons for both to be supported.
And that was Matthew Stillman of Still King Films about the situation in the Czech Republic regarding the film industry and the impact of the president's veto so far.